UCSD lands $18 million quantum grant and a critical question about what comes next. UC San Diego received an $18 million six-year National Science Foundation grant, award number 2614051, to establish a materials research, science, and engineering center focused on quantum materials. The center will be jointly led by the Jacobs School of Engineering and the School of Physical Sciences, with Professor Michael Saylor as the lead investigator. The award is part of a broader $108 million NSF initiative that funded six centers nationally, meaning San Diego competed successfully against institutions across the country for one of a small number of slots. Quantum materials research forms the foundational layer beneath quantum computing, quantum sensors, and next-generation electronics. An $18 million, six-year NSF commitment functions as an anchor grant, the kind that attracts additional federal and private funding, builds graduate research infrastructure, and retains top-tier researchers in the region. For a county whose research industrial base has long rested on defense, biotech, and semiconductors, a significant federal investment in quantum science at UCSD represents a meaningful portfolio addition, with particular resonance given the Jacobs School's existing ties to the defense sector. The award, however, deserves scrutiny alongside the celebration. Federal multi-year science grants carry real funding continuity risk in an environment of administrative priority shifts and discretionary budget volatility. An $18 million six-year commitment assumes 6 years of stable federal appropriations, not a safe assumption. There is also a structural question about translation. San Diego has a strong record converting university research into local industry in biotech, but a less consistent track record in other domains. Quantum materials research has a notoriously long runway between foundational discovery and commercial application. On the sports side, Tijuana's Municipal Little League clinched the berth representing Mexico in the 2026 Little League World Series, opening play against the Australia region on August 20th in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. In a genuinely binational metro area, Tijuana's run to Williamsport is, by any reasonable measure, a San Diego story, as much as it is a Tijuana one. The Padres, meanwhile, remain in a playoff chase at 60 wins and 56 losses, with trade deadline additions of pitchers Casey Mize, Robbie Ray, and Hunter Stratton, and infielder Gage Workman representing the most significant roster development of the second half.